producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham was at the White House for everything that happened with the Pope, and of course, this is the first leg of his journey in Washington, D.C. So, Justin, tell us what that was like.
Well, it was very interesting. We had about 11,000 people coming to the White House, the South Lawn, to try to get a glimpse of the Pope. This was a crowd that went beyond just Catholics. This was a crowd that drew in people of all faiths who were really hoping to get a glimpse of somebody who has really become a globally respected figure beyond just the limits of his own church. And it was, a feeling of being part of history for a lot of people. This was the first time the Pope has traveled to America, not just in his capacity as the head of the church, but as an individual as well. And this really kicked off a very jubilant moment. You know, following the remarks at the White House, there was a parade in D.C. This brought a lot of people out of our offices to check out the scene. And Talk Radio News was actually kind of lucky. At around lunchtime, the Pope deviated from his parade route and drove right by our office when we were all outside. And we got to get a quick little glimpse of his black Fiat Popemobile as he drove by and waved to people.
You gotta love that. What about the security in D.C.? A lot was made about, you know, gosh, this is a Pope who likes to get out of the Popemobile. He likes to be among the people. And Homeland Security Director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, was concerned about that. They had all kinds of practices for scenarios. Was the security pretty tight? I can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying that this is probably three times more secure than D.C. generally is in terms of law enforcement presence and in terms of the funding that's going in for it for this week. And that certainly was apparent. You know, at the mass yesterday, which was an open-air mass, there was a wide selection of law enforcement all over. There was ATF, there was TSA agents checking people as they entered into the, Basilica's courtyard. And we have seen that pretty much all over D.C. There's been a lot of just sort of armed law enforcement just sort of milling around. And it sort of looks almost like Baltimore to a certain extent in the sense that they're, an armed presence nearly everywhere you go. In terms of traffic and in terms of the crowds that people were expecting, that's been a little bit overplayed. The traffic has actually been pretty decent, primarily because a lot of people are going home or staying home, rather, to telecommute. And a lot of people are also just trying to avoid the metro. And as a result, that has made a crowd situation a lot more bearable for people who are trying to go. I actually went on the metro last night to the mass, which was held in my neighborhood, usually a pretty sleepy area. It was very beautiful and very big, but in terms of the metro size, it was nothing near what a lot of people were expecting.
Oh, I bet. So the Pope, that the whole thing with the Pope is going on, obviously, and in the meantime, it hasn't been completely shoved onto the so-called back pages, but what's happening as far as government shutdown and the budget, and is John Boehner going to really kind of swing that gavel, so to speak, to make that happen?
Well, right now it doesn't look like there's really a way to move forward. There is a vote in the Senate to try to keep the Planned Parenthood defunding measure separate from government funding at large, but that's likely not going to appease anybody in the House. There's been a lot of people who have been, dragging their feet, saying that they're going to balk unless the Planned Parenthood is defunded and not support any legislation that moves forward with a clean sort of funding measure, and they've been pretty adamant about that. As, we wrap up the days until September 30th, the budget deadline that we have, nobody's really put forward any compromise. We have seen a number of freshman Republican lawmakers calling for a stopgap measure, but the appetite for that doesn't necessarily seem to be very widely shared, considering stopgaps are usually just sort of kicking the can down the road. So what it's going to look like, I can't really guarantee, but I can tell you that the White House is planning for a government shutdown. They said as much yesterday. They said that it would be prudent to do so and that they are restricting senior staff from leaving Washington, D.C. during this period of time on the off chance that they could possibly step in and help resolve the budget impasse.
Yeah. I wouldn't be having you on the show if we weren't at least talking about the Republicans, right, and who was going to drop off or what was going to happen, because it seems like we're always talking about that. So Scott Walker is out. Who do you think goes next? What's the speculation?
That's a very good question. I think it's probably going to be one of the lower-tier candidates. You know, at this point, we have, you know, Santorum, Pataki, Gilmore, and Jindal. Any of those could be somebody who could drop out. I know I've predicted, I think, on your show a couple of times that Rick Santorum is probably going to be the next one to drop out, considering he hasn't really gotten much attention this entire campaign season, despite being one of the more prominent of the lower-tier candidates. Chris Christie's campaign also seems to be in trouble. There was a spark of hope after the debate performance that he delivered, particularly among his campaign staff, but that doesn't necessarily seem to be you know, translating very well in terms of the polls. So he's somebody who's also, you know, going to be watched pretty heavily as this develops. And if people heed Scott Walker's call, they could see a lot more leaving. You know, he essentially made the case that more people need to leave the race need to, you know, leave in order to help solidify support around one candidate who's not Donald Trump. Who that candidate's going to be remains to be seen. Jeb Bush certainly isn't dropping out. Marco Rubio has indicated, you know, both publicly and behind the scenes, that he is essentially going to stay in this to win this. He's essentially waiting at this point for everybody else to fizzle out before he gets a decent shake from the Republican Party at large. So it's anybody's game right now in terms of who's the next person, but there certainly are a bunch of candidates who would probably be wise to do so, considering, you know, how little, how poorly they've done in the polls.
Yeah. The, you know, it's interesting in watching this whole Donald Trump thing. What are the political insiders saying? Do they think that Trump is just going to hang around for real? He's just going to go into all these primaries, not going anywhere now at this point?
I mean, there was a lot of surprise when Trump initially entered, and there was immediate speculation that he was probably going to drop out after the first debate, you know, months before that happened, once he was required to file a financial disclosure statement. That hasn't been true, and all of the, you know, sort of speculation about his momentum stopping or him losing support has thus far proven to be false. You know, we expected him to essentially grind to a halt when he made his John McCain remarks. We expected him to suffer from the remarks he made on immigration. And now, according to new polls, he's still continuing to lead, even though some candidates are moving within striking distance. But it certainly is too soon for a lot of people to write his political obituary. And just judging from his character, you know, from his, you know, kind of brash attitude, I'd be surprised to see him leave before he absolutely has to.
Yeah, and you have to sit by and kind of chuckle about what's happening with this whole thing with Fox. Have you been following that now on Twitter he's saying he's not going to do Fox anymore? That's it. He's boycotting them. Wonder how long that'll last.
Yeah, I mean, this is he's done this a couple of times, and he's going to stop doing interviews with Fox, and he's going to move away from there. You know, they have a pretty it's a pretty troubled relationship between Fox and Trump. Trump continues to claim that, you know, they absolutely need him. Fox is you know, essentially brushing this off as just another sort of Trumpism. But, you know, this is a luxury that only Donald Trump could afford, somebody who has shown that he doesn't necessarily need any outside financial support, nor does he really need support from the, you know, media establishment, it looks like. He has his own way of generating headlines, and whether or not he, you know, loses the network, I don't think that's going to necessarily hobble him.
Yeah, I agree. All right, always great. Thanks so much, Justin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There is another temptation which we must specially guard against. The simplistic reductionism, which sees only good or evil, or if you will, the righteous and sinners.
All right, Pope Francis addressing a joint session of Congress. He arrived in New York. He is on his second stop of his U.S. trip, and then he moves on. After giving the homily at St. Patrick's Cathedral and doing the UN thing, he will head off for the final days to Philadelphia and then back to Rome. So a lot of what the Pope had to talk about dealt with immigration, but very, very broad strokes. Nothing super, super specific, I would say. Grimm has been hanging around, so let's jump in and grab Grimm up if you want to throw in your two cents about the Pope and the significance of his visit. Feel free, 855-266-5283. I'll say it again, he's a figurehead, and that's nice that he comes, and it's all peace and love and great, and people are excited. He's like a rock star, but does he have any real bearing on what happens in the United States? And I would say no. Grimm, hello.
Toos, Kate.
Hey, man, what's going on? You have the floor because you waited in the virtual green room. What's up?
Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, thank you. But I was listening, and after we talked the other night, I was listening, and you had a new segment there that I really enjoyed, and it was kind of odd that, you know, I was out smoking some swamp chicken, and I turned it over to, well, that's Gator for people that don't know, but I was listening to another talk show, and he had somebody on that was talking about a global culture shift that's going on.
Mm.
Which really boils down to this immigration thing, that we're getting a tendency of the culture shifting from the South on both continents to the North. And I got to thinking, and I thought you might find this pretty funny, but he even talked about percentages of immigrants. Do you know what state in the United States is third in overall population of immigrants?
Third in overall population of illegal immigrants or legal immigrants? You're saying illegal.
Just immigration. Immigrants.
Ugh.
That have shifted from the South to the North.
Shifted from the South to the North.
Yeah, the South, Southern, you know, I mean, we're talking about the globe.
Right, it's, right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The United States certainly is on top. It's got to be in the top three.
Well, the United States, but I'm talking about what state in the United States.
State. Gosh, I have no idea. California?
Your own home state of New Jersey.
I don't doubt that.
23% of its population, including New York. Of course, California, you're right there. They're number one. And I think you said it was like 25, Arizona. Now, what I found really odd was he also mentioned that in the South, I can't remember all the states, but, you know, South Carolina, just in the last 3 years, they've seen a 99% increase.
Wow, that is so crazy, huh?
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't doubt that, because it's a small state, and so that kind of makes sense, yeah.
Well,
sure.
What he was leading up to is the fact that the Democrats are wanting this because they want to change the states from red to blue.
Yeah.
Or blue to red, I can't remember.
Right, right.
Anyhow, I was sitting thinking to myself here, you know, I'm thinking about going ahead and renting myself out to museums and do a tour worldwide, see if I can't dig up one of my dad's old polyester suits he had when he was in business and put it on and then stand there with a sign that says, about to be extinct. The American Caucasian honky.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should walk around with a sandwich board up and just pick different states. Go out on the sidewalks.
Well, I figure I'd lease myself out to museums at $25,000 a pop.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's what some speakers get. You could do it. I know it. Oh, that's funny.
I mean, if an artist can do, you know, that, remember what, the old few years back, he did that out of feces.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Oh,
yeah, made a
come on, art.
Pink.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm bummed. That was crazy, yes. Yeah.
Why can't I just go ahead and get in a polyester suit that's kind of a dark blue, baby blue shirt, yellow tie, and penny loafers? And hold a sign there, about to be extinct.
I love it. You crack me up. That's good. It's such a clever idea, actually. It is. It is such a great idea. We got to think about that. I like the idea of you doing the sandwich board thing, too. But then you have to say, I think you could raise a lot of money, frankly. You could just go on and we could do a GoFundMe thing and you'd probably get some money for that. Oh,
I'll
that's
even hold
so
a king
funny.
Cup for tips.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, yeah, so crazy, isn't it? You would be just, in some places they would applaud you and others would be like, oh, that's so politically incorrect. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's not politically incorrect.
No.
That's the problem because
it's the true numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A culture shift, and that's what he was warned in this country. And, you know, with the mixing, you know, the melting pot, as we call it, you know, because he was talking about even in Europe, Norway,
uh-huh.
How bad it is in Norway that the mixing of there's not really native Norways anymore. It's small,
right.
You know, low population and how fast the culture has changed in that country itself.
Right, because of that. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. It's absolutely, there's a big culture shift. We know that because you look at the demographics in voting and how are we, you know, we're saying that look at the Hispanic base and how that population is going to have a lot of sway on the election. And of course, when you take a broad brush and paint it that way, there's all kinds of differences there. I think you have to be careful in the sense that I know plenty of people that are here legally that came from other countries that are conservative Hispanics. Not, people assume, oh, it's they're all liberal or they're all for illegal immigration, but that's not true. But the numbers are there. The numbers are huge.
Oh, yeah. But there's just one continent that's always different. And, you know, when we flush, water goes one direction. When they flush, it goes the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So I imagine Australia is going from north to south.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny. Grim, you were the levity tonight. You win the award. Very, very funny stuff. Thanks for the call, as always, and thanks for waiting, because you were certainly waiting for a while in the green room, as it were. Yeah, I mean, of course, yes, demographics are changing. You can look at our own demographics. That's why, you know, when we, the whole door-to-door and taking the census, although I think the census is kind of jolted in the wrong direction because there's so many people that are, I'll call them under the radar, that are not part of the census. So what does that mean? Hey, I haven't even mentioned this, but this was horrific in Seattle. I have some friends that live in Seattle, and immediately I got texts about this, and I'm sure it's been all over the place, but that bus collision on the Seattle Bridge, four college students were killed and four were critically hurt. You know, what happened is a duck boat tour bus collided with a charter bus right on the bridge. Oh, my gosh. And the pictures are so scary to looking at them. Unbelievable, you know, the way they look. So I guess what happened was the duck tour Jeep, it's kind of like an amphibious vehicle, smashed into the side of the bus, and the charter bus was carrying 45 foreign students and staff from North Seattle College. They were doing an orientation event, and they said the school was trying to contact the families. It's a two-year school, and they've got just under 7,000 students. They're international, 900 are international students. And they just, you know, you could just smell gas, they say, and it was, you know, absolutely awful. Just not what you were expecting. The driver who was behind the duck boat said the tour bus and duck boat were headed in opposite directions on the bridge, and then boom. Wild, wild, sad stuff. All right, we're taking you to the movies next here on America Tonight.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
One of my favorite things to do is take you to the movies for our cheap movie review. Gotta love that James Brown song. I never get tired of that. You know, they did a The Godfather of Soul. They did a movie about James Brown, and I just recently saw that. It streamed, and I just was, I don't know, Netflix or whatever it was. I guess it was Netflix probably where I was watching it. Get On Up, and it was so good. It really was. It was just if you come upon this, and it's probably free now, Jill Scott's in it, and Keith Robinson's in it, and Nathan Ellis is in it. It's just a really good rendition, or I'll say biopic is a better way to put it, of James Brown. And what a rough beginning he had, if you don't know his whole story. All right, so let's talk about what's current, what's at the movies right now. And, you know, we're getting to that time of the year where there are more movies that people want to see. Like, there's a Bond coming out, there's a Star Wars coming out. There are big box office, probably, success movies coming in November and in December. Here's one that features an actor that a lot of people love from some different kinds of roles, Robert De Niro. And this time he is The Intern. Check it out.
Okay, Benjamin, I'm going to ask you one of our more telling questions for all of our interns. So I want you to, like, this is the one to really think about, okay? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
When I'm 80. And I love myself. Remember a few weeks ago we talked about the senior intern program?
Seniors in high school or college?
No. Seniors in life.
Hold on. What?
That's our founder and CEO, Jules Austin.
Any tips before I go in?
Blink. She hates when people don't blink. It weirds her out.
Hi, Jules. I'm Ben, your new intern.
I'm glad you also see the humor in this.
It'd be hard not to.
I will email you when I have something for you to do.
I'll wait to hear from you, sir. I'm terribly sorry. Excuse me.
So you're Jules' new driver?
No, actually, I'm her intern.
That's hysterical.
The intern here keeps busy.
Mr. Congeniality. Everybody loves him.
You should dress to impress. Tuck in the shirt. Why doesn't anybody tuck anything in anymore?
Oh, I'm asking you.
I'm Fiona, the house mistress. How's that, Ben?
Well, it's all right, oh, boy.
Here you go. You're not as old as I thought you were.
So you're on Facebook, huh?
I joined about 10 minutes ago.
Well, better late than never.
All right, so there are all these questions for your profile that you can answer if you want to. Like, people who inspire you.
Jules Austin. You do inspire Jules.
Our investors just think that a seasoned CEO could take some things off your plate.
Let me give a CEO lesson.
I never had anything like this in my life. This big, beautiful, exciting thing that you created.
Remember who did that?
Oh. Good time.
It's moments like this when you need someone you know you can count on. Because you're my
intern.
Well, I was gonna say intern / best friend. Look and learn, boys, because this is what cool is. How in one generation have men gone from guys like Jack Nicholson and Harrison Ford to
All right, so the intern is getting mixed reviews, if you care. The New York Post had this headline. The intern puts a new spin on this troupe. Robert De Niro's in the kitchen, devoid of nuance. De Niro and Hathaway should be fired for the intern. Anne Hathaway is one of the stars. You heard her voice there. Robert De Niro, Adam Devine, and then the list goes on. Rene Russo is in it as well. But then there's this other review on IMDb for what it's worth, and they give it, you know, 7.5 stars out of 10. It's all it's cracked up to be. Seizing an opportunity to get back in the game, he becomes a senior intern at an online fashion site. So you be the judge. I'll just say this. A cutesy movie featuring De Niro and Hathaway. Seeing it when you're hanging around and you want something mindless to watch might be funny, has some funny moments, and you probably heard half of them right there. All right, next up, Hotel Transylvania 2.
Go, little star, how I...
What? That's not how that one goes.
What's wrong with... Suffer, suffer, scream in pain. Blood is spilling from your brain.
Daddy.
Come on, you know how I sang it to you.
Zombies gnaw you like a plum. Piercing cries and you succumb.
Still works.
Ever since Johnny and Mavis had their little monster, I've been the happiest vampire in the world!
Are we sure he's a vampire?
Technically, you have until you're 5 to get your vampire fangs.
Oh, he'll get his fangs. He's just like me. Look at him!
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
We've been talking about moving somewhere safer for Dennis.
But then I'll be all alone.
Yeah, don't give me the pouty bat face.
We gotta teach this kid how to be a monster.
Wow.
If we get his fangs to come out, Mavis can't leave.
Robbie, you okay out there?
He's fine. He's Blobby. Okay, Murray, show him how to be scary.
Oh, me lord, Rotun, that will go!
My back.
For real?
We're so happy you came to visit.
I love California. 48 flavors. This place is open all night. Right, sir?
Yes.
She's gonna wanna move. I gotta fix this kid now.
How are we doing?
Move.
Oh, he's adorable.
How cute.
You know who could fix the kidness? Snap. Vlad.
Hi, Dad.
Are we ready to do this?
Guys, we're running out of time.
I'm sorry, Blobby. We really meant to call you sooner. Okay, fellas, plan B.
Coming through.
Happen on! Hit it! Are you kidding me?
All right, so you get the drift there, and you can hear the familiar voice, I think, of Adam Sandler. Selena Gomez is in it, Kevin James. Andy Samberg is in it, Mel Brooks. And it's, you know, it's an animated feature that was very, very popular the first time around. Got kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews. Looks kind of clever. It's getting pretty good ratings. If you saw the first one, then you probably are up for the second one. And our final movie is Mississippi Grind.
You put me down for five tonight, Hawaii over Gonzaga.
I have it. I have the money. I literally have the money right here in my hand. I'm looking at it.
Oh. Hey, JP? JP? How's everybody feeling tonight? That's okay by me. Let's play some cards, huh? Aces are good, right?
I'm usually good at reading people, right? But you're all over the map. I can't spot your toe.
Oh. You want to know why?
Yeah.
I don't care about winning.
Where did you come from?
What do you have for me today?
A couple of weeks. Don't worry about it.
Tomorrow?
No.
I'll send Tim to drop you a visit.
There's no need to bring him into all of this.
Can I ask you a personal question? How much do you owe?
A lot.
To who?
Everyone. I got a plan.
I'm listening. We go down the Mississippi, but we hit up all the action.
You'll be my lucky charm.
I love it. That game you're
playing. I don't deserve you, but you appeared like a leprechaun.
And I had problems. I mean, boom, magic. Next guy that comes out of the bathroom.
If
no.
Wearing glasses.
No. We stay.
He's wearing glasses.
$50. You're on.
Yes!
Next time you quit when I tell you it's time.
Some guys are boring at work.
What do you want, Jerry? Tell me. Hit me. 1, 2, 3. Lay it on me. Boom.
I just can't catch a break. I just can't win.
The story doesn't have a happy ending, Jerry. I think you should go back home.
Can't go back empty-handed. I can't do that.
We're in it together.
What's he need the money for?
He believes that it will set him free. A hero is nothing more than the guy who pulls off what the rest of us are scared to do. I spend it all, top or nothing. Yeah, bet it all.
All right, so there you go. Mississippi Grind ends the grind of of cheap movie reviews. But this movie, I don't know. Is it going to find its place? I'm going to say, yeah, it's probably going to be a big-time streaming deal. Rotten Tomatoes gives it, however, 88%. My Brother Swears by Rotten Tomatoes for what it's worth. And Ryan Reynolds is kind of a good luck charm. His friend, Ben Mendelsohn, they go on this road trip to a high-stakes poker game in New Orleans. Anybody relate to that? Let's go make some money. But it does look like it has some clever moments in it. I think it's a streaming deal. It did well at Sundance, let's put it that way. Remember, if you go to a movie, send me your cheap movie review, americatonight.net. Thanks to Patrick E. for his fine work on the technicals and all of you. Hang with us. I'm jumping over the fence. Meet you on the other side.
Hey,
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
Not as much.
Yes. You can't turn me off. Daniel, you've got to listen to me now.
Have I?
Everybody knows how passionate I feel about space exploration for a multitude of reasons. We've had him on a bunch, and he's always fun to talk to, and I am passionate, really, about this program, this idea of going to Mars for sure, not making an idea, making it a reality. Chris Carberry joins us now with Explore Mars. You can go to exploremars.org. He is the CEO. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having
me
on again.
I'm excellent. And, you know, we're thick into this political season that seems to never end. And it's an interesting question, and you wrote about it. And we're going to talk about The Martian, the movie coming up, and all that kind of stuff. But how are the politicians, because I haven't even paid attention to this. I've paid attention to some of what they're saying, but I guess I have a hard time finding it because they don't talk about it very much. But where do the politicians stand when it comes to the exploration of Mars and just space in general?
In general, you know, we've heard a few of the candidates have been asked about, you know, whether they support human missions to Mars or space exploration in general. And a number of them have given broad answers saying they're supportive, or others have been skeptical. And so it's hard to really differentiate at this point in time. It's early on in the campaign, even though it seems like it's been going on forever. we still are pretty early on. But, you know, it is our hope. We're going to be speaking to all the candidates. Make sure, you know, I think the key thing is making sure they have all the facts. And I think that's the biggest obstacle to us actually achieving the goal of getting humans to Mars, is making sure, you know, our elected officials and the general public understand the fact that we can actually afford this. This wouldn't require major increases in the NASA budget. And technologically speaking, we can get this done. But we need political sustainability. We need to make sure when the next president comes in, they don't all of a sudden hit the reset button again and we kind of scratch everything we've been working on and start something new. So we have to show them we have a good policy in place, but it still needs to be fleshed out. We still need to make sure we fill in all these gaps to show how we're actually going to achieve this exciting goal.
Yeah, and well said. How do we achieve it? Now, in the area of trying to achieve it, there's some big moments coming up, actually, for NASA. One of the ideas is figuring out, you know, where, what the mission's going to look like. In other words, landing spots. There's a workshop about that at NASA. Explain that. I didn't realize this was coming up.
Yeah, this is very exciting, and this is the first time they've ever officially done this, as far as I know, actually having a workshop, bringing in folks from the space community, but also broadening it beyond there to talk about when we land on Mars, where would be the ideal locations to land humans, you know, and talking about a whole bunch of issues, because there are a lot of issues, you know, places where, of course, it's safe for them to land. We can't land them in the middle of a canyon, but also where it's close enough to scientists. Specifically interesting locations, you know, to kind of be able to figure out, look at the geology, look at the potential for past or present life, but also, very important, you know, try to figure out if people can actually live on Mars for any extended period of time. So all these factors are going to come into play with, as we're at this workshop, trying to figure out maybe the top 10 candidates, you know, right now. And it's important, even though human missions to Mars might be 20 years off, it's actually not too early, because as we kind of settle on this list, you know, NASA and other players are going to want to look at, based on this list, what do we need to be doing with our architecture, but also with precursor science missions? You know, so it'll help us direct a lot of the missions coming up to really focus it towards, you know, these landing sites and what we need to do, what we need to understand. So it should be very interesting. And once again, it's the first, as far as I know, at NASA.
Yeah, and so if all this comes together, let's say in the perfect world, when could we possibly see these missions happening? Like 2030, sometime in those years, or what does it look like?
Yeah, most thinking these days is that we will land in the 2030s. You know, we've been pushing, Explore Mars has been pushing to get it done by the early 2030s. But, you know, we've heard a number of different concepts of landing in the mid to late 2030s. But the longer we push it off, I think, the less likely we're actually going to achieve it, because that's an awful long time to keep a program going. So I think if we need to push a little harder, get a little more urgency in this planning to find a way to speed it up a bit so it's no later than the early 2030s. But generally speaking, most plans are thinking in that time frame right now.
Yeah, how much we finally have this happening now. The Martian is coming up, and it's going to be in theaters next week. And so I would assume that that's also going to help fuel the fires, fan the flames, if you will, help for this whole idea of Mars and making it a reality. Do you feel that way?
I do. You know, it's just a movie, so I don't want to push it too far. You know, it is a piece of science fiction, so none of us will say that the movie The Martian is going to get us actually motivate our mission to Mars, but it's a great opportunity to open this discussion at a very pivotal time. And unlike, I have never seen any movie get the support from NASA that this movie is getting, because unlike previous movies, which were actually far more far-fetched, this one's also aligns very well with our current space policy, which is to get humans to Mars. So I think it's a great chance to look at it and talk about, you know, what the realistic possibilities of achieving this mission, because this is an achievable goal. Hopefully we won't strand an astronaut on Mars like in The Martian, but, you know, the overall mission concepts are actually much more realistic than many, many previous space movies we've seen in the past.
Yeah, no kidding. The it's interesting. I don't know if we've ever had this discussion, maybe when we first talked, but what fuels your passion for Mars?
You know, there are a lot of things, but, you know, interestingly, of course, I'm excited about the science, figuring out if there's ever been past or present life there, and whether we can have humans there. But one of the things that actually has driven me even more so is the ability for the space program, particularly going to Mars, to inspire the public, to raise our national morale. We've had a national morale problem for the last few years in the country. People think that we're falling behind, that, you know, other countries are passing us by. But I think this is one of the things we can do. It's not a huge percentage of the federal budget that can really, if we do it right, can just inspire the country, boost our national morale, and that's not just important for space exploration. That can affect our economy, our overall national, morale, how we feel about ourselves. Anybody watching the stock market knows, you know, the economy and the stock market are largely based on psychology, how we feel about the country and the direction we're going. So I think it has the power to, if we do it right, have a much more dramatic impact on the country than just, you know, just going to Mars and exploring, which are also important in themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. So I was thinking about this the other day, too, as I've met plenty of astronauts in my life. The astronauts that would be on these Mars missions, we haven't met them yet, maybe, right?
No, we haven't met them, but they are probably alive today. That's one of the exciting things. We kind of call, and there's a new group called this also, but we call them the Mars Generation. The people who are going to walk on Mars are almost certainly walking around now. They probably are actually in school, you know, right now. But they're here on this Earth in all probability. You know, we'll probably, there might be some that are actually at NASA now, but they, by the time we get there in 20 years or so, they're going to be, you know, quite a bit older, but we probably haven't met them yet.
Yeah, I think it's just so fascinating to me, the whole idea of when this is going to happen and all of that. One last one, Chris, because this is always intriguing to me. Unfortunately, you know, we would have had this happen in the 80s, and who knows how many people would have been able to do it, but taking civilians and taking them up in the space program, you think that we're going to realize that in our lifetime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe not with the space program itself, but with all these commercial players. It's been a little slower than everybody would have preferred. And maybe back in the 80s when they were talking about having, you know, tourism on the space shuttle, that was a little bit too ambitious. But there are numerous companies out there right now that are trying to start space tourism. And while it's been taking a lot longer than they had hoped and we'd all hoped, I think we're finally going to get there this decade. So I think it'll start growing, and the price will come down as they perfect the technology and they get more demand. So I think we'll all have some interesting prospects for going up into space in the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be fun to watch how that all unfolds. All right, so check it out, ExploreMars.org, CEO Chris Carberry. Thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me on again.
And one to ZK, knocking door completed, ZK for company successfully starting rocket motors to continue flight over the home. Next step, Mars. 35 minutes.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.